It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour four of the G-Bag Nation on the Fan. We're 20 minutes from what you're drinking and what you're thinking. Eric Nadel is going to join us, but it's time now for an edition of the finest, and here is Zach Wolchuk with Eric's broadcast responsibilities.
Thank you very much. So yesterday, we had CBS Sports ranking of just all 32 NFL coaches. Mike McCarthy was 17. Today, we've got the best big game coaches ranked by big game resume. So on this, you've got Dan Quinn coming in at 14 because he did lead a team to the Super Bowl. And he also was part of the 28-3 debacle. So he's not, you know, right in the middle of the pack there. You've got coaches that have won championships. Sean Payton at 13. Mike McCarthy is at 12. Former Green Bay leader deserves more respect for the frequencies which his clubs make the dance. Only five coaches listed here have a better career playoff entry rate. The trouble is, since Aaron Rodgers helped him hoist the trophy in 2010, he's reached just a single NFC title game. Of course, Cowboy fans know that very, very well. As do
Packers. I have a hard time putting Mike up there far. I don't think that's what he does.
Tomlin comes in at 11. They've got the lightning in a bottle category, which is Zach Taylor of the Bengals. Doug Peterson, who won a Super Bowl with the Eagles and is now with Jacksonville at 9. Nick Sirianni, who has one Super Bowl appearance, comes in at 8. Forever on the doorstep, just on the outside, knocking on the door, trying to get into the party there, is Sean McDermott of the Bills at 7. Matt LaFleur of the Packers, who's made the playoffs 4 of 5 seasons, at 6. Jim Harbaugh of the Chargers, who played in many NFC Championship games with the Niners and then in a Super Bowl as well, lost to the Ravens. Then John Harbaugh of the Ravens, who beat his brother in said Super Bowl. And then Kyle Shanahan, who's made the playoffs 4 of his 7 seasons. He's 2 for 4 in conference title games, but then 0 for 2 in Super Bowls. But here are the two coaches that they say right now are the big game standard setters.
Big what? What did you just say? The big what?
The big game standard setters. It's Sean
McVay.
I'm
interested now.
And Sean
McVay. Getting ready for Richard Hunter to join the show.
At 2. And Andy Reid at 1. Andy Reid 3 for 5 in Super Bowls, 5 for 11 in conference titles, 19 of 24 seasons his team's made the playoffs. And then Sean McVay, 5 of 7 seasons his team's made the playoffs. He's 2 for 2 in conference title games, 1 for 2 in Super Bowls. Would you view McVay and Reid as the best big game coaches we've got right now?
Yes, I would probably favor McVay over Reid. I just feel like his schemes have done more where, Reid, before he got to Kansas City and got Patrick Mahomes, was known as a guy that couldn't win the big one.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be able to do stuff without the absolute best quarterbacks to make that big of impression. Now, the fact that he's not screwing it up goes significantly to Andy Reid's resume. You know, I have the utmost respect for him. I think he's one of the top coaches to ever do it. But if you make me choose which is which, I could go McVay, but... You know, at the same time, Belichick destroyed McVay in that Super Bowl.
He did. That was like one of the ugliest Super
Bowls. Maybe I don't count
ever.
That against him because it's Belichick, you know? Belichick, obviously, the king of the era. But if I have to win one game, a huge game, and I don't know who my personnel is, I want McVay.
Oh, man. I mean, hey, I'm a big McVay stan. I mean, I've long been trying to push the McVay over Shanahan agenda, and some people have really come at me for that one. I think it's starting to really prove accurate when you look at the big game failures of Shanahan compared to McVay. So I like where your head's at. You going to fight for your guy, Andy Reid?
Oh, I'm always going to fight for Andy Reid. Could I throw a guy in there that we might want to consider?
Yeah.
Where do you guys sit with Zach Taylor at Cincinnati?
So he was 9 on here.
Okay, and I'm asking that only because of the way that he plays Kansas City.
Yeah.
And I know they lost the Super, I mean, they were the Joe Burrow thing, and you know, the injuries and stuff have been a problem for him at quarterback. But in some big games, I kind of feel like that guy finds a way to get it done.
Well, and they almost won that Super Bowl. If it weren't for Aaron Donald making an incredible play, Jamar Chase is open for a touchdown to win that game.
I just kind of wonder if I had to.
I think that would be one, though, like similar to what Gavin's saying. He's giving Mahomes more of the credit than Andy Reid here. I think that would be Burrow more of the credit than Taylor.
I just kind of feel like that Cincinnati kind of has Kansas City's number.
They do.
When it comes in. And so, to me, that's a big game.
Yeah.
If you're saying big game coach. Big game coach against a big, if you're saying a coach against the best big game coach, I said it earlier, I kind of feel like Kansas City fears the Bengals with Joe Burrow at quarterback.
They've also gone to Buffalo and beaten Buffalo in the postseason with Josh Allen.
Yeah.
I think Zach Taylor is maybe the most underrated coach going, though, right now.
I just wanted to throw him in the mix.
Yeah.
When you start talking about, because I respect what McVay's done at the Rams. I really do.
And we can't totally excuse the idea that maybe Burrow is so cool and calm because he's getting great leadership from head coach.
You know, I think
McVay's a cleaner evaluation because he took Goff and Stafford to the Super Bowl. You know?
Yeah.
Like, it's easier to give him credit.
Sure. Absolutely. And then we have George Kittle on the show Receiver on Netflix, which I haven't watched yet, but I've seen some clips coming out of this. This was one of the clips, Cowboys game, week 5, George Kittle talking about wearing the F Dallas shirt.
I had a bunch of shirts made, actually, so I gave them to all the tight ends. I was the only one that wore it.
This one?
I wore that under the pads, showed it off.
Dallas.
F***ing awesome.
I pulled it out.
I seen. George Kittle is rude.
Hey, how much of a fine is that? 15?
I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Will you pay half? I'm going to get fined so much money.
Think so? How much?
Anywhere from 5 to 35.
It was $15,000, and I don't regret it one bit. Not one bit. And I might do it again if given the opportunity.
Yeah, he was instantly proud of it. He's that guy that likes to, you know, break the rules because he thinks it's cool. And he wants to brag about it to everybody. By the way, he had that number right the first time, didn't he? Wasn't it 15 grand?
Yeah, he did. He did have it right. It was 15 grand. Yeah.
Did the Cowboys do something to him? Like, was he supposed to get picked up by the Cowboys and they didn't do it or something like that? What's going on?
There was a part of it where he's like, he wanted to just add fuel to the rivalry.
Yeah.
Like, he was watching, you know, some of those 80s games, the Dwight Clark catch. So he just wanted to, like, really get into the mindset of the Cowboys-Niners rivalry.
He's a method actor.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. He is. Okay. Like, he channeled the Joker. There was, like, an Athletic article that came out several years ago, like Heath Ledger's Joker.
Okay.
Like, he gets himself in that madman kind of mindset.
Well, I'll tell you what, as soon as he's done dominating in San Francisco and he's washed up, the Commanders will sign him just for that bleep Dallas energy.
You're right.
Probably ask him to put that t-shirt back on.
They absolutely will. And you know what? I don't know.
That move reminded me of.
Cowboy fans, do we forever hate George Kittle? I mean, he's kind of a likable guy.
I love George Kittle.
I still like him.
He's amazing to watch play.
I do. Yeah, he is. And he's a great personality.
Hard-nosed tight end.
I love his interviews. I would love to have him on my football team. Talk about a complete tight end.
Yeah.
Blocks. Yeah. Catches. 806, though, Kittle looks like a damn serial killer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hard to argue that. He does.
He looks like a redneck serial killer.
Yeah.
That, you know, has horrible nutrition, might have a meth problem, but somehow doesn't lose muscle. Yeah, you see those guys every now and then on the West Coast. They're walking around homeless with their shirts off. You're like, this doesn't add up.
No.
You get a meal every couple of days, and you're on all sorts of drugs, but somehow you're still yoked, you know, doing 20 pull-ups.
Oh, man. Okay, and now we've got Reggie Bush, who's on All the Smoke.
Yeah.
And Reggie since has gotten his Heisman Trophy back, and well-deserved. But he reminisces on a story about Vince Young and how they've actually become really good friends, but he brings up the Heisman Trophy.
You had people in Texas wearing USC jerseys, and we was rooting for Vince Young.
You got a Reggie Bush jersey on.
That's my dog, man, Vince.
You know, sometimes the players who are your rivals or your enemies on the field end up becoming some guys, some of your closest homies.
Yeah, bro.
And, you know, Vince is one somebody I have a lot of respect for, because Vince also did something that I'll never forget. You know, after we played national championship game, obviously they beat us. One of the things that we did, me and Matt did, was we went to their locker room.
Yeah.
And we sought out Vince and the coach. We wanted to shake their hands like, yo, congrats. Like, that was a good-ass game.
Best game ever. Damn,
best game ever. And after that, when this penalties were happening and the Heisman Trust stripped me of the Heisman Trophy, one of the things that they did was they went to Vince. And they asked him if he wanted the trophy.
If he wanted the trophy.
They were going to take it. They took the trophy from me, and they were going to give it to Vince. At this time period, Vince says to the Heisman Trust, that's Reggie's trophy.
Yeah.
And I'll never forget that, because you got to think, first of all, he just beat us.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're on top of the world, you know, and they just took down the number one team. Great football game, like you said, one of the greatest games ever. He would have every right, you know what I'm saying, or in that moment, if he wanted to be like, absolutely, you know what I'm saying? Let me get that. And I think, that, again, we talk about that respect and that bond that you create on that battlefield,
break that.
On the football field, you can't break that. Mm-hmm. And there's no outside business people, no NCAA.
They
won't understand that.
Yeah, I agree with what Vince did. I think not only was it a classy move, but I don't want your trophy after, you know, everything that you've stood for. And you kind of, you know, I didn't get the opportunity to enjoy it in the moment. So it's going to seem, you know, kind of hollow right now.
He probably was thinking, you know, you got caught, I didn't. Yeah, one of those.
Oh, Vince?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to take that.
Yeah, I'm not going to take something, because I was doing the same
next
thing.
Next thing you know, they're going to start looking into what I did in Austin.
Yeah, they're going to hand me that trophy, and the next thing you know, that trust is going to dig into what my situation is here in Texas.
All that free cheesecake.
Yeah, I don't want that kind of attention on me. It's like running for president damn near.
Yeah, please no.
Dig up all kinds of.
Please no, I'm good on that.
I mean, and what Reggie did to get that, what his parents accepted a home from USC.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, how many times has something similar happened?
Yeah, it's true.
That's what I'm saying. Vince probably is thinking the same thing. Like, my folks got something out of this thing, too.
We were all big winners in this entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Cam Newton was visibly upset. He was on his podcast talking about this, that he wasn't invited to Christian McCaffrey's wedding.
There's good explanation for this, though. I think
there is. Yeah, there is. So on June 29th, McCaffrey and his wife, Olivia Culpo, officially tied the knot in Rhode Island. In fact, George Kittle was on the Rich Eisen show talking about that wedding as well. And it looked awesome. In fact, our friend Christian McCaffrey's mom, Lisa.
She was
breaking it down on the dance floor.
She was.
Lisa can dance now.
Yeah.
Well, during that 4th-and-1, Cam made reference to how he wasn't invited. Christian McCaffrey took to Instagram and he said he was talking to Greg at the bar. And Greg said, where's Cam? And Christian said, if Cam were here, I haven't gotten a text back in 4 years. In fact, they just go green now. So, I mean, Cam's complaining about not being invited, but I guess maybe he shouldn't be surprised if he's not texting Christian back. Or maybe they just no longer have each other's correct cell numbers. I don't know here. But I think this is more so on Cam. He shouldn't be surprised he wasn't invited to the party.
Yeah, you know, if you try one number on an old famous friend, it's highly likely they've changed it. So maybe you could. But, you know, if you do message somebody a couple of times and they never message you back, if you just want to ghost from that point forward and like every time they message you, you just pretend like you didn't see it and you pay them no attention in your mind, I don't think you're doing it wrong. You know?
Yeah. I mean, that's fine. I maybe Christian should have made more effort.
I asked you a question. There's a lot of time in your day.
Yeah.
You're going to never answer me. The next time you text me, you can bet your ass I'm not getting back to you. Unless I really, really like you.
Yeah.
you know, and maybe if at some point enough time has passed or you say, hey, sorry, I didn't get back to you on that. Here's your answer there. now communication can resume.
Yeah, but I mean,
but look, you can't let things be a one-way street in the respect alone.
No, 100%. Yeah. If I haven't talked to a guy in 4 years, like, I got to make cuts on these weddings. These weddings get crazy expensive here, right? I mean, my goodness gracious. I can't invite everybody here, Cam. I love you. But we haven't spoken in 4 years. Like, come on.
Kind of get the feeling, though, that McCaffrey could have made a little bit better effort, though.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, that was a teammate, you know. I mean, there's been times you see them together and they were very happy on the field together and stuff.
A lot of hugs and all that.
Yeah. So, I mean, if one thing if I would make sure, I'd say, listen, hey, somebody find Cam for me, please, and tell him I want him to come to this wedding, and then let him be the one that says, I ain't interested in your wedding, bro. I don't want to be there.
But a lot of times, you know, teammates just aren't friends, you know?
Yeah. But it looked like to me that they were very happy together. Yeah. I mean, I just pictures and videos and stuff I saw. It seemed like Christian McCaffrey's a pretty good guy to get along with, you know, Cam. But if I really wanted him there, I would have said, listen, I can't get a hold of him. Maybe you go through Greg Olsen or you go through somebody on the team and say, hey, I'm trying to get a hold of Cam and I can't. Would you reach out and see if he'd be interested coming to the wedding?
Maybe go to his football camp. Looks like a lot of people trying to get a hold of him there.
Ooh, just randomly show up. I think people would be excited about that.
Yeah.
We also have ranking the rookies most important to their team's success. Caleb Williams of Da Bears comes in at number one.
Is he signed yet, by the way? I don't think he's signed.
Has he not?
I don't think he's signed.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, maybe I'm just...
What's left to negotiate? Aren't there all the contracts?
Well, they're slotted.
I know, but I...
Still hasn't signed?
I could have very easily looked at it instead of throwing it out there, but Dawson, did you just look it up?
I mean, there's no way he's not playing, showing up and playing for him. He'll sign.
Well, we're like 2 weeks away.
He's going to sign.
We have a contract impasse.
Yeah, I think the Bears are in the Hall of Fame game, so we're getting ready to report next week one of those things.
Yeah.
It might be the type of deal that, remember Joey Bosa was holding out because he wanted a clause one way.
But it's all guaranteed, right? All this stuff is in, but it's all guaranteed.
It's guaranteed, but what if you get cut before the end of it, the players want to be able to go and be a full-on free agent, and there's a stipulation in there that says you can only get what the rookie contract is scheduled to pay you.
That's true.
Yeah.
Brian Thomas Jr. of the Jags comes in at number two, LSU guy.
LSU.
Followed by Tyler Guyton of the Cowboys at three to rookies most important to their team's
success.
They
just need him to be good.
They do.
Not great, just good.
Yeah, Guyton good, BB great. Now we can talk about dropping some of our cynicism, or at least my skepticism about how well this season can go. We need some great answers when we arrive in Oxnard here coming up in just 2 weeks. It's time to hit the expressway. It is Friday. Eric Nadel is going to join us, and then it's time for your phone calls, 877-881-1053, in addition of what you're drinking and what you're thinking is next here on The Fan. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Here we go. It is Friday. It's quitting time. Your phone calls, a couple of minutes. What you drinking, what you thinking. It's the Expressway, brought to you by the On Time Experts. And Eric Nadel joins you now here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. Brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I am doing great. Excited about the resumption of this Lone Star Series.
My goodness. Is this the biggest series of the year?
I guess you'd have to say that. You know, I just asked Bruce Bochy that, and he said, yeah, you know, it's not make or break by any stretch of the imagination, but since it does determine where you are going into the All-Star break, and it is against the Astros, it would be tough to say any other series has been bigger than this.
Hey, Eric, when in baseball do managers or front office people say, well, it's not a small sample size anymore? Do they, you know, they're always like, well, you know, we got games, we got half a season left and all that. But when do baseball people start to really look at it and say, you know what, we're not sitting well right now. This is not going to end well. Is there a certain point in time in the season where they say that?
That's a good question. You know, I always think of it as the end of June. Yeah. As it leaves you 1 month before the trading deadline. And I think that's when teams really need to take a solid look at themselves, take stock of where they are, what their chances are, and what sort of team they have. I think it's pretty much the mathematical halfway point, I would say.
CY joined us Monday. He didn't totally shoot down the idea that they could become sellers depending on how, you know, the rest of these games go before we get to the end of the month. How close do you think they need to stay?
Well, that's a really good question. You know, I think if they're where they are now, within seven games, you know, in both the division race and the wild card race, that they're not likely to sell, that they would probably just stand pat. But if they get down 9 or 10 games, then I would think that becoming sellers is a real option, especially in light of the fact that in the wild card race, you know, there are seven teams ahead of them.
Right.
It's not just a matter of passing one or two teams, you know, and in the division, there's two teams ahead of them. So it's not as bright a picture as it could be if you were really just battling with one or two teams.
How is everything in Houston right now, like Minute Maid Park, with everything that happened with the hurricane? We heard that NRG had some roof damage.
The city is a mess. The ballpark is fine. Apparently, you know, they've played all through the week. They got really good crowds against the Marlins for their series Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. They were selling a lot of tickets for $5 each, and people took advantage of it. A lot of people who didn't have air conditioning could at least come here and sit in the air conditioning, you know, for 2.5 or 3 hours, you know, for $5. I think they reduced some of the concession prices as well, which was really nice. All of that ends today, though, with the Rangers. They're looking at a sellout or close to it, you know, without, you know, any of those incentives for people to come. But the city of Houston's a mess. There are still traffic lights out all over the city. It rained hard for about an hour or two yesterday, and it rained torrentially for a couple of hours this afternoon, which is the last thing in the world they needed. There's lots of roads that are flooded, entire neighborhoods where, you know, at night you don't see any lights on, and then other neighborhoods where there are lights on one side of the street and not on the other side of the street. But they were a long way from coming out of this.
How has this Astros team seemed to be able to navigate all the injuries they've had to deal with their starting rotation?
Yeah, it's a good question. You know, they're with the Rangers right smack in the middle of the pack in terms of their earned run average. And, you know, the big savior for them has been Ronel Blanco, a guy who, you know, was not even expected to be in their starting rotation. You know, his 253 earned run average in over 100 innings of work, you know, carries them a long way. They've also had a complete bounce back from Hunter Brown, who was awful the first month of the season, but has been very good since then. And the two of them, I think, with, you know, the kind of pitching you expect from Framber Valdez, giving them a real shot. And, you know, when Verlander came back and pitched, he gave them 10 good starts. And now they're without, you know, five starting pitchers. But they're getting by. The guy who's pitching for them tomorrow, Arrighetti, has not been very good. But they've won some of his games by scoring a lot of runs. And the big thing is their bullpen has now rounded back into shape. You know, early in the year when we saw them in the first couple of weeks of the season, they were not getting good work from any of the three guys at the back of the bullpen, Hader or Abreu or Presley. And the guys leading up to them were struggling, and everybody was saying, well, they made a big mistake letting Hector Neris leave and, you know, letting Stanek leave and, you know, not re-signing those guys. Phil Maton, you know, those three guys who were generally the middle guys. But now they're getting decent work from their middle relievers. So the entire staff, you know, has stepped forward in answer to your question about how they're getting through without the five starters who are on the injured list.
Eric, it is Friday. We'd love to know what you're drinking and what you're thinking.
Well, what I'm thinking is I've got an event coming up next Thursday that people need to know about because it's a free concert at the Firehouse Gastro Park in Grand Prairie at 7 o'clock next Thursday. That's the 18th. They've asked me to curate a local music showcase, which will be free to the public. So I've enlisted Remy Riley and Half Guided Hearts, two of my favorite artists. Half Guided Hearts, by the way, has a new song just out today on Spotify and iTunes and all those places. It's a cool venue. They have food. They have drink. It's dog-friendly. It's kid-friendly. And, again, the price is right. It is free next Thursday. There's no baseball game that night, so come on out to Firehouse in Grand Prairie next Thursday. It's a great opportunity. As for what I'm drinking, well, we're at Minute Maid, so I've got the OJ going.
There he goes. Eric Nadel, have a great weekend down there, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Salute. Free concert next Thursday, by the way. Stay tuned for more details on that. It is time now for the one segment of the week where you're actually encouraged to call in while intoxicated or in the process of catching a buzz. That's right. It's time for What You Drinking and What You Thinking at 877-881-1053. Let's go around the room then to your phone calls, polishing off my second 20-ounce Diet Coke of the day. I'm thinking Lorna Doone actually makes the best shortbread cookies you'll find. The only downside of these, Brian, is once you go Lorna Doone, no other shortbread stacks up. Nothing compares to it, Brian. What you drinking and what you think?
Well, of course, I'm never drinking anything. I need to drink more water, but I'm not doing that. What I'm thinking is I'm breaking out my swamp bucket this weekend and doing a little cooking with it. And if you don't know what the swamp bucket is, it's a device, a Cajun bucket that is food safe that you can do small batches of seafood in. So I'm going to do me some crab legs and some corn. I've never used the Cajun bucket, the swamp bucket. You plug it in, and it's got the ability to boil the water. So you put your seasonings and all that.
It's like the pellet grill of the crawfish
boil.
Yeah,
but it's just a normal little, like, 5-gallon bucket. So, nice. Yeah, so we're going to do a little of that. I bought it just because I'm thinking small batches of food. I'm probably going to regret this because I probably just need to break out the big pot.
Yeah, just go big batch and let us know what time to come over.
Yeah. You bought it for the name. That's a cool name, a swamp bucket.
Swamp bucket, it is cool. Yeah. Food safe, and yeah, I'll give you a scouting report on it next week.
When Wolchuk, drinking, thinking?
Well, I'm dry right now. I need to go and get some more water here. I'm thinking, I don't know what the hell I said during that Football's Finest segment. I need to go back and pull the audio. I think I lost my mind there. But also... I am very confident. I've got a bet payoff on the line that the Rangers will not get swept. In fact, I believe they will win this series and take 2 of 3.
Mm.
Nice. Let's go into the Pimp Cup before we get to these phone calls.
Yeah. Let's see. Walker's. Walker's has a really good shortbread cookie, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't tried the one you're talking about, so I can't say it's better, but it's really good if you like those.
Yeah, this is your standard right here. Been enjoying them for years. I'm going to try that Walker's, though. Thank you.
Firehouse Gastro in Grand Prairie. Beautiful chicken sandwiches. They're so big and chunky. Oh my gosh, they're huge. Might cost you $45 though. Yeah. And let me see, what am I drinking? What is this called? Watermelon water. You see, guys?
Oh, there you go. Hydration, man.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, a little watermelon water. And I'm thinking about a burrito.
Wow.
I want a burrito so bad, man, but I've been doing good on my little, you know, saying, getting my little weight down and whatnot and looking nice and trim.
Yeah.
You are looking good. What do you want in the burrito?
I want everything in that damn burrito. But they say you can't, like, eat past 7 or something like that, and we're going to get off around that time. I'm like, damn, bro.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. If there's such thing as a healthy burrito, let me know.
Well, I just bought $25 worth of these Walker's shortbread cookies.
Let's
so
go. You move fast.
I'm heading the other direction.
I got a question for you, Dawson. Yeah. Who is Eric Nadel's sponsor?
Tylock George Eye Care. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Done. There he is.
Boom.
What he's drinking and thinking. And now it's time to take your phone calls here at 877-881-1053. We're going to start at the top with an absolute legend of the segment, Kenny in Quinlan. Welcome into 105 Through the Fan, Kenny. What you drinking and what you thinking?
What up?
What up?
frozen margarita, crisp watermelon, and two shots of that rock and roll tequila.
I love it. What you thinking?
Shout out to my friends, the Broadus family.
Thank you, sir.
And in general, happy you're back.
That's good to be here, buddy. Thank you.
Shout out to the grandsons, Landon and Maxson. And I got a question for you on what you're thinking. Have any of you guys ever been told when you were dating a girl by the parents that you were never good enough?
Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What?
I mean, yep. Not about those exact words.
Hey, I'm on the radio.
Yeah, in the 1880s, a young man named Wade Morrison, he was a pharmacist, worked for an old doctor in the drugstore in Railroad Retreat, Virginia. Wade was in love with the doctor's daughter. He even courted the daughter, got really serious. He had come up with a concoction, mixed several fruit juices, and invented a soft drink.
Oh.
The next day, the doctor came by, told Wade that, no, you can't see my daughter anymore. You're not good enough. I want her to marry a lawyer or a doctor like me. Mm. So Wade packed up his stuff, and he took off west. Ended up in Waco, Texas.
Uh-oh.
Made Dr.
Paul. Yeah, opened his own pharmacy. Yeah. Opened his own pharmacy, dude.
Wow.
And he served his soft drink.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Okay? And he
the original name was Wade Co.
He'd been to soft drink. He married a Texas girl, and he named the soda after his old boss, the doctor.
Dr.
So
Pepper.
That no one would ever forget the man who told him Wade Morrison was not good enough for his daughter. The doctor's name was Dr. Pepper.
There you nailed it again, Kenny. Thank you so much. It opens a line at 877-881-1053.
Missed another one.
Line two, it's Hunter. What you drinking and what you thinking, Hunter?
I got two things I'm thinking. One, I'm drinking Miller Lite, the best beer in Texas. Two, I'm thinking, why do we have Coors Light on Beer Mountain for the billboard?
Whoa.
Why is it not Miller Lite, man? What's going on with that?
Whoa. It used to be.
That's a huge thing, man. That's big.
Should
that's
be
big. I got to get Jerry Jones on that. That's big. Two, I don't know. I listened to Eric and Nate Dale. I know he's talking about how it's kind of like not, it's important, but it's not that important. But no, this is a make it or break it series right here, man. We got to sweep the Houston Astros. We've got to sweep them. We got to beat them. And I'm telling you, if we lose one of these games, I'm going to be stressing. I really want to sweep this because I'm telling you, we're way behind. We're way behind. This
got that playoff feel to it.
World Series team, man.
Yep.
World Series team. We're 7 games below 500. That's ridiculous.
It's a damn shame, but Young, Carter, Malley, they're on their way back.
Woo!
Okay? There's plenty of time to go. So I'm still feeling good, but I get the point that people are saying, hey, even if this series doesn't go your way, it's not the end of the world. This is just a glorious opportunity staring you in the face to rocket ship your comeback. And if it doesn't happen, then you have to wait. But, you know, when you've been building momentum like this, it starts to build excitement. I don't want to go back to that sort of, oh, geez, I hope they. I want something to show for it. And with the All-Star break, you know, starting next week, it would just be a miserable week if things don't go their way. But it won't mean it's over. Here's line three, Rodeo Ron. You're in the G-Bag Nation, Ron. What you drinking? What you thinking?
Drinking a little bit of Jim Beam with that splash of sweet tea.
Yes, sir.
And I'm still thinking about ladies' night.
Mm.
So the future wife and the sister, they went out for girls' night out.
Uh-oh.
Both got drunk and started walking home, and they both had to use the bathroom.
Uh-oh.
So they stopped off at the cemetery to use the bathroom. Well, one used her panties to clean herself. The other one used a wreath. The next morning, I get a call from the future brother-in-law, said, no more girls' night out. My old lady came home with no panties. I said, if you think that's bad, my old lady came home with the card in her crack that read from all of us at the fire station, we will never forget you. And remember, if you're not listening to Ron, if you're not hanging out with Rodeo Ron, listen to 105.3 The Fan, jeez, drinking DMB, where the hell are you at, baby?
Yeah, let's go, Ron.
Let's go.
One of your finest calls ever, sir.
Yeah, that was legendary.
Well delivered.
Status right
well
there.
Delivered.
Let's keep it moving. Line four's Big Jim. You're in the nation, Jim. How the hell are you?
Well, I'm drinking some whiskey here. I can't top Kenny, and I can't top Rodeo Ron. I will say everything's going pretty good. I say I was watching. They got this new Hard Knocks on HBO. Y'all seen this, like, the off-season?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something, boys. That general manager up there in New York, Schoen or whatever.
Shane.
That is the most Shane. Okay, well, you know, I get in the battle with the English language, so it's okay. He's the most socially awkward dude I've ever seen in my life. And I tell you what, they ain't a damn chance that they're going to beat us this year. They are weird up there. And that coach, Daboll, I thought he was kind of he's a dork. I'd never seen anything like it before. But so it gives me a little bit of hope. You know, I figure we'll beat old Dan. And you know that freaking crew up there in Philadelphia, they're weird. But anyway, I just wanted to share that. Hey, one last thing, I apologize. So my cousin came down to see me. Y'all know JT. I've talked about him before. He's from Oklahoma. So we got some takeout catfish last week, and we got it home, and that stuff was not cooked good. My little gal, though, however, she bought me one of those. You talking about your swamp bucket, Brian?
Yes, sir.
I got one of these air fryers.
Yes, sir.
I never really used an air fryer.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something, fellas. We took that catfish, and we put it in that air fryer, put it in there for about 4 minutes. Did you know it? I almost said a word. Ever. That just got good and crispy. It was good.
Good and crispy, baby. Lucius has sold me. Yeah. Lucius sold me on it. Yeah.
Crack the code, Jim. Have a great weekend.
Love you, boys. Have a good one.
There he goes.
Yeah, I cook all my meals on the air fryer. Steak, ribs, fried things, fried pork chops. I go crazy on the air fryer, bro.
I love getting extra spicy chicken sandwiches from Chick-fil-A, and the next day I heat it back up in the air fryer.
Look at that.
It's better than it was fresh.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah. X-Man, line 5, what you drinking, what you thinking?
Hey, man, I'm drinking that Centenario tequila with some Diet Sprite, you know, trying to watch the figure like Lucius Alexander.
There you go.
And my nickname in high school was Crispy, bro. So I feel that last call.
Nice.
What I'm thinking, though, is that just like you said about rocket shipping to where we need to be as far as the Rangers go, we're about to make the Astros look silly, rocket ship our way to where we want to go, take all these games, and make sure we eat their bags. Man, we're going to eat that lunch. We're going to be okay. We're going to propel to where we need to go, man. I believe in them. We're going to do all right.
I like Magic Man and El Diablo. Yeah. Shake and bake. We got a slingshot engaged.
Yes.
That's what you're looking at this week. One more. It's Ash on line 7. What you drinking? What you thinking, Ash?
What up, fellas? Thank you so much for taking the call.
Yeah.
I just got done crushing some Dos Equis at the Garland. On the border. So
there
shout out
go.
To my bartenders. Yeah. Manny and Troy. Shout out to those boys. But what I'm thinking, kind of like these other callers, we got a pivotal weekend series with these Astros coming up, and I don't know. We're not going to get swept. We're not going to sweep them. I'm out on that. But I'm thinking one of these two teams is going to go 2-1 over these next 3 days. If that is the Rangers, if that is us, and we're up on these guys, I'm hearing talks about Pete Alonso at first base. Want to get you guys' thoughts on that. But I've also heard it the other way around, too. If they go 2-1, they're looking for a bat at first baseman. I'm not super huge Pete Alonso guy because of the average, but we can't let these guys have this guy. Like, we got to do something. So if it's not Pete Alonso, if we go 2-1 over these next 3 games, what is the front office willing to do realistically to make this team back to where we were last year?
That's a great question. We will ask Jared Sandler, our Rangers expert, that question and more coming up at 6 o'clock with the pregame at 6:30. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup, though, where Lucius Alexander has L.A. Live.
All right, you squares.
That's we. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe.
That's weed.
That's the damn wrong button.
It'll make you dance to some of everything.
They're all half buzzed out.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
Man, that's a real thing, man.
That is a real thing.
That's a real thing. LA Live for Friday, July 12th, 2024. It's a Freestyle Friday here in LA Live, which is sponsored by Kissable Dental and their No Bill Guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey starts today. Don't crash out this weekend, man. Listen to that weekend warning. I say this every Friday, and then I wake up on Saturday morning and I check DFW. What's the name of that site on Instagram, DFW
Dallas TV?
Dallas TV. I'm getting it mixed up with DFW Scanner, which I also follow.
Scanner's good, too.
Scanner's good, too, and it shows you all these bad situations. And I'm like, clearly those guys are not tolos. I tell them every Friday, don't do this. And here they are crashing out. Avoid the law dogs this weekend. The life you save may be your own. Plus, we have visitors in town. The All-Star game and whatnot. Here's another weekend warning of another kind. How much do you trust your plug? Now, this is coming out of New York, but that means if it's happening in New York, it's happening everywhere. That package that says, man, this is some Cali bud, might not be Cali bud, cuz.
At least 50 pounds of marijuana flower stashed behind a blacked-out storefront in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn. We were there as the New York City sheriff sifted through over $1 million worth of marijuana in all different forms as they busted the unlicensed cannabis shop Tuesday. But what's most significant here, the sheriff says, is the printing press making colorful and misleading cartoon packages.
Them packages that you think, man, this is a real deal Holyfield. I'm getting something that's, you know, maybe from a dispensary or something. No, made in somebody's back room.
Labels are indicating, one, that it's from California, which it is not, and two, it's also the kids' packaging, which is what endangers our communities right now.
Sheriff Anthony Miranda says this printer is a clear indication that this location distributes unregistered and untaxed pot to unlicensed shops around the city.
Now here's the craziest part.
Also recovered chemicals used to flavor marijuana.
The illicit market, when they're mixing chemicals into the flower product, people are no longer smoking cannabis. They're smoking the chemicals that are being mixed into it.
They have this printing press that makes it look like it's from a legal dispensary in California, but actually it's not, and they're putting chemicals that we don't even know what's on it there.
That's correct.
Ooh-wee. Like I said, how much do you trust your plug? Because you never underestimate the other guy's greed.
Yeah.
It's rule number five, I think.
Yeah, it'll get you, man. That's just terrifying. It's bad. You know, I feel like we've gone around and around with this kind of stuff. And if you can't trust a bag of the Marahuchi to be, you know, the real deal from Mother Earth, then I don't know what to make of that world. It's a world I don't understand, Lucius.
What are we spraying things on there? It's already good as it is. It's already made fire as it is. Just grow it right. Where's your botany? Do your botany thing on it.
Do your botany thing.
Come on, botanize, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right. Well, yeah, that's just another weekend warning of another kind, so be careful out there. Do you trust your plug?
At least that K2's not out there anymore. Man. That was crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah, that's killing people and making them lose their mind and stuff.
Yeah, going to the emergency room just because you smoked a J. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on The Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook. Wow. Facebook is a hell of a place. Mm. And you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter, okay? Our winner right here is Mr. Eric Chiafalo, standing on business. He says, when making a long-term decision, check out the ankles.
I think the key is you always got to look. Like, you could just tell by the ankles. Big guy, smaller ankles, we're good here. It actually goes even with the ladies as well. Like, you're a bigger body, but then you get to down to the ankles. You know, you can start projecting out. Just look at her ankles, and we'll tell you what she's going to look like in 15 years. That's just a fact of the matter. If you want to know how big this, if a big guy can move, just look at his ankles, man. You look at his ankles. So, I got a big guy, thin ankles. This is a guy that's probably got some athleticism. So if he's got cankle type ankles, this is a guy who's probably heavy footed.
So what you're telling me is you look for the same traits in elite offensive linemen that you look in like to get with.
Gosh. When you're projecting out, not get with. This is the settle down type. I want to know what we're looking at in 15 years.
You know, they say look at the mom, too, with the women.
Look at the mom, for sure. But specifically, look at the mom's ankles. I think he's scouting athleticism there, right?
He is.
Because
if
you get a combination of like a strong glute, big quad, solid hips, and those tiny ankles, those are your most explosive movers.
Yep, that's
and it's crazy how that works. You would think that the small ankles would leave you like prone to breaking down or getting hurt or rolling your ankle, but there's something fast about them.
Yeah.
Look at racehorses.
Yeah.
Really? Thin ankles.
Yeah. Broadus was right about the bow-legged, too. too.
Yep.
My brother bowlegged fast as hell. Especially you take them shoes off. Yes, y'all getting smoked, bro.
We'll run you down.
Y'all getting smoked. He's fast as hell.
You know what throws me off is the pigeon-toed guy who can fly.
Yeah.
That's like, crazy.
How do you get the ball of your foot in position there to drive?
How does it happen? You big butt, knock-kneed, and pigeon-toed, but you fast as hell. I don't get it, bro. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. LA Live 105.3 The Fan, Freestyle Friday. Only had a few more minutes left for you, but let's get some news bloopers in real quick. We have a bird that jumps on a reporter's head as he's reporting live from the zoo.
The Frankfurt Parks Department says they just... Oh, what the?
What the?
That's funny. They caught some vandals in Detroit. They were going around spray painting things and spelling what they were painting wrong. They had the words all wrong.
Oh, no.
It's caught up on some news now. A suspected vandal facing charges after allegedly leaving Beavis and Butthead graffiti all over Detroit. My goodness. I'm sorry. That laugh.
Yeah.
Brian Heron calls himself Beavis. Spelled B-V-I-S. I'm so sorry.
Anyway.
What would Beavis and Butthead graffiti look like? Hey, Butt Munch.
Yeah.
Dumbhouse.
Yeah, keep it up. As long as it don't look bad. You know what I'm saying? Keep it up there.
I am Cornholio.
Yeah. I need TP. Man, I used to love that.
Me too.
Oh, my God. They'd be like, yeah, dude, Judas Peace rules. This rocks. I love that. Let's see what we got right here. Oh, we have a reporter that just found out why they call a dung beetle a dung beetle.
Oh.
A dung beetle working hard. Look at him pushing. Is that a... What is that? He's pushing. A rock?
Nope. That would be a ball of dung, Leslie.
A ball of dung. That's not a rock.
It's a big old ball of poopy.
That's some dung.
Yeah, they like to live in the elephant patties, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
It's a popular segment on the Natural Geographic.
The dung beetles?
Yeah, whenever you get a show about, you know, Mother Earth's, you know, mysteries, dung beetle's going to make an appearance once you get to the Sahara.
You should have seen the video. My man had a big old pile of S. Pushing that around.
Pushing that dung.
Yeah, big old pile of S. Yeah. I don't know if you guys seen this at all. News reporter, he's a sports reporter, Fox 19 in Cincinnati. Baby, if you've ever wondered. He paid off a bet. He put a foot in his mouth, but he paid off the bet, wrapped himself in aluminum foil, looked like the Tin Man on television.
Oh, all right. No. So this was my view late Saturday night at Wrigley. It's pouring down rain, no break in the forecast, and my sarcasm got the best of me. If they play this game, because you can see Reynolds Wrap is the sponsor of the tarp, if they play this game, I will wrap my entire body in Reynolds Wrap for my next TV hit. Oh. After a 3-hour and 20-minute delay, they played the game in the pouring rain. Mm. So here I am 4 days later, foiled by my own tweet. I am a man of my word. Somebody tag awful announcing. And thanks, producer Kiera and Issa. You killed it. The outfit's amazing. I mean, look at this. Look at this. I'm the Tin Man.
He did it. Look those photos up if you can find it. That is Fox 19 in Cincinnati, the sports reporter. What else we got right here for you boys? We get a little Larry June going. Hold on. Now, on my way in this morning after I left the gym, I seen lots of charter vans on the charter buses. Charter buses on the highways. A lot of them going towards Arlington.
Right. Ooh, yeah.
HBCU bus.
Playing baseball.
I seen Texas Southern's bus.
Yeah.
That means I've probably seen Texas Southern's band.
Yeah.
Yeah, headed to the Swingman Classic out there. Battle of the Bands is going to happen there as well.
Oh, yeah.
One of the greatest trombone players that has ever lived popped up in my head when I heard that they're going to have the Battle of the Bands out there in Arlington. His name is Will Bilal. At the time, he was at an HBCU, Benedict College, down there in South Carolina. The Band of Distinction, if you will. Chef's Kiss, Band of Distinction. He got busy on this Al Jarreau classic, and we're just going to sit back and we're going to enjoy this before we close out the show, guys. It's the trombone, bro.
Yeah.
Never heard a trombone sound like this.
Wait.
What? I didn't sound a saxophone.
Right?
I heard a trumpet.
Never heard a cheap boy. He poured the soul out of that trombone, man. Battle band should be awesome tonight because I'm pretty sure you're going to hear some. They not like us. Oh, they yeah. not like us coming out of those bands.
All bands. Yeah, we'd be doing a lot of solos if that guy was in the band those 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, Will, one man band. Yeah, one man band.
Take it away.
Yeah, take it away, Will. All right, man, y'all be safe out there. Please, I do not want to see you on DFW Scanner or Dallas, Texas TV in a compromising situation, nor do I want to see myself on there, all right? Mm. Lord willing, the creek don't rise, and I mean the body of water. That's my time.
There he goes, Lucius Alexander, LA Live, every night about 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Jared Sandler will join us to go around the bases, brought to you by Uber Eats. Coming up next, Rangers pregame at 6:30. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!